clouds, and she could see a couple of spots of blue sky here and there. Dawn cast a strange shimmer over everything and made it all look almost unreal. Like when the sun suddenly shines down between dark clouds after a storm. For some reason, it felt ominous. A storm was coming. The window next to the bed was huge. There was a marble bench below it, and on top of the bench lay a white sheepskin and a couple of colourful pillows with birds on them. Mona's flat was very colourful compared to Helena and Paul's house. Their house was white, white, and white, with a couple of silver details. Maybe even a blue blanket. But Mona definitely hadn't held back. The curtains were yellow, and the wallpapers were green, and covered with leaves and flowers and patterns. There was a geometric lamp hanging from the ceiling, with a naked light bulb in the middle. The roof was painted dark grey and made the bedroom feel luxurious somehow. Helena wrapped the duvet around her naked body and walked silently across the wooden floors. She sat down on the marble bench, careful to sit on the sheepskin to avoid giving her warm behind a shock. She looked outside, and all she could see were snow-covered fields. December had almost reached its climax, and this year, it seemed like the weather gods would be kind. Everybody wanted a white Christmas. Maybe Helena did too, deep down. Somewhere inside of her, there was a child who longed for that special Christmas spirit. She wondered when she had last felt it. She tried to remember, but couldn't. It was almost 9 a.m., even if it really didn't feel like it to her. Her body and her soul still wanted it to be night. Still wanted to rest in the safety of night, where reality was paused momentarily. She envied Mona, who was sleeping like a baby. The duvet had slipped down and her breasts were exposed. She was lying on her back, and her breasts fell out to the sides like two soft pillows. Her nipples looked soft and warm. Her chest moved with her breath, and although her face was relaxed, it looked like she was smiling in her sleep. She had one arm stretched out over her head, and she was resting her soft cheek against it. One of her knees peeked out from under the duvet. It was a little dirty and scratched up. Helena smiled and remembered the night before. Mona must have gotten the scratch when she fell down to her knees in front of Helena, pulled down her underwear and... Helena tilted her head back and closed her eyes. She hugged her legs up towards her stomach. Her heart raced when she thought about what had happened the night before. How Mona had undressed her slowly and planted little kisses along her naked legs. How Mona's fingers had wandered along the inside of her thighs until they found her labia. The soft, warm tongue that had licked her hard, but with wide strokes. Mona's smooth and gentle hands that had gripped Helena's ass and pulled her groin against her mouth. Her fingers that had no problem finding the right spot inside of her and that teased all of her sensitive nerves in there. Helena had never experienced anything that felt as good as that. She had never been touched in a way that reflected her lover's passion and desire. She had never had an orgasm together with someone else.